Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday, April the 17th, 2026. 22 minutes past the hour. We thank Adam for the news report, and doing that late last night because the Harding dinner was not filed until late last night. Matt Morgan in the studio. Phone lines open. All right, here's the Wesleyan Davis story. Here's what happened. Another kerfluffle in this 86 district race. Apparently, Ben Weber sent out a mailing. I don't live in the 86 district, so I don't even have the mailing. If somebody had the mailing, you could show it to me, but here's what happened. Apparently, Weslin donated some years ago, like 2018, I believe is the date, to a, let me try to make sure I have this right, she donated to a Columbus-based special, no, hold on, she made a donation to support civilian families fleeing a war zone in Syria. Okay, that's what she did. In 2018. And on Ben Weber's mailing, it talks about her not supporting immigration policies that conservatives support, that she's very liberal on immigration, and so on and so forth. So that's what happened in a nutshell. So there you go. What do you think, Matt?
Well, I mean, that sounds to me like that's what the organization does.
Well, but Ben pushed it.
I guess. I don't know exactly what they do. I don't know about the organization, but I mean, if they were helping, you said Syrian immigrants, then I mean, I would say that it's probably not exactly the Republican immigration policy.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the issue I see with this. Number one, I don't know. If she gave $20 to this organization, okay.
How much did she give?
Well, listen, fine. I don't know that that means that she's anti-immigration or pro-immigration. I don't know what that means. Somebody would have to ask her. I believe you can change your mind on certain things. That being said, Weslin does like to throw the jab herself in certain areas. So, as I always say, thou that giveth has to taketh. So, you can't get all bent out of shape when somebody throws a punch at you if you are throwing punches yourself. So, that's politics. There you go.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. I think that, you can't go taking shots at people if you don't want shots sent your way.
And ultimately, I have said this is her problem.
Now, I would like to preface that by saying that I generally support the whole Hillary Clinton thing of when they go low, we go high.
Well, okay, yeah, that's fine. All I'm saying is that the point is you cannot attack other people, and you cannot attack Ben and then say, I don't like it when he attacks me. You know, you just can't. And that's, do I think she should be, drugged behind a cart for this? No. But that's the way this game is played. I think she knows that.
Who started it?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess that kind of matters.
All I'm saying is you can't be surprised. And that's one of her problems is she has alienated so many people. I've always said that is this would almost be an even race if she didn't have such a likability problem with a certain group of people. Now, the people who like her, they like her, without question. But the people who don't like her, they don't like her. And Ben doesn't have that problem. You know, the people who like Ben. I don't think there is a group that dislikes him. I think there's a group that probably won't vote for him, but I don't think they dislike him. People dislike her. I've heard people say they will not vote for her. That's exactly why you don't want to be the reason that people are voting for the other person. That's what Jack Kellogg said last night. Essentially, he said, I heard things about the other person. That's one of the reasons. Not every reason, but that's one of the reasons I'm going in this direction.
Well, I don't. Yes, I guess. I mean, I don't think that's exactly great. But, I don't know. I think I would have got her side of the story on things.
But have you noticed her campaign was at the height, like December, January? And now, she's really not even making blips. I mean, Ben has put his signs out. Ben is making appearances everywhere. Ben is racking up the endorsements. Tracy Richardson, Jack Kellogg. Ben is running commercials on television. Ben is sending mailers out everywhere.
Did Ben and Wesleyan talk at all at the Harding dinner?
I didn't see it. They might have. I didn't see it.
No.
I didn't really spend my time with them.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean like did you have a conversation with the two? I was just curious if they talked.
No, I didn't. I didn't see it. Okay. They might have, but I didn't see it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, you know, that's what it is, and that's the story on the Wesleyan thing. Now, does this mean anything to anybody? 740-383-9944. That maybe... See, is immigration still a thing? I'm not even sure that that's a popular issue anymore.
I think immigration is still a popular issue. I think that people are just upset with how Trump has handled it.
Okay, but is it good to say you're... I don't know.
I mean, I don't think... I think that I guess anti-immigration is still a Republican issue.
Well, let's try to go through the Amy Acton saga because it really hit the fan yesterday even more. Here's the original story. Okay, we got to go through this piece by piece.
It updated yesterday
in a couple ways.
Oh,
the original story is that in 2019. Police in Bexley responded to the report of a domestic dispute at the home of Dr. Amy Acton. Acton, then the director of the state's Department of Health, now a Democratic candidate for governor, pulled a mirror off the wall, shattering the glass when she became upset. She felt her husband was antagonizing her, according to the report. She told officers she'd been drinking, taken an unknown amount of prescription drugs, was about to drive away in her car before her husband, who had told the police that he was also drinking, talked her out of it, the report stated. It also said that she was recommended to go to the hospital, but she refused. And essentially, her campaign denied a lot of this, that it was just a fight between her and her husband about her work hours. She was not drunk. She'd had one drink. She was asleep when the police arrived. She bumped into the wall, and a wall hanging fell off of the wall. Governor DeWine was not happy about this because he said he should have known at the time that this had happened. She should have told him. That's the story we've been running all week. Okay. And then, which I really didn't understand, her campaign released a statement 2 days after that story on Monday. Her campaign manager released a statement. Phil Stein said that Vivek Ramaswamy and his allies dishonestly attempted to smear Amy for a private verbal agreement between her and her husband, to whom she had been happily married for 16 years. But we were shocked and disgusted to see Ramaswamy's allies shame Amy for being sexually abused as a child. Now, I looked for that story. I couldn't find it, etc., etc. That's where we've been all week. Okay, here's the update yesterday. Okay, Ohio gubernatorial candidate Amy Acton received backlash this week after a 2019 incident surfaced in which police responded to her home for a domestic dispute. According to police records, blah, 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 blah. You've heard it all. Let's see here. In a statement to NBC4, Eric Acton, her husband now, is getting in on this and released a statement to NBC4. This is what her husband said. These attacks on my wife and my family have gone too far. 7 years ago, I had too much to drink while Amy only had one drink. I started the verbal argument while she tried to de-escalate the situation and eventually went to bed, Eric Acton said. I take responsibility for my actions that led to the police coming to our home, which was ultimately the result of a single fight between two people who love each other very much. That's Mr. Acton.
I still want to read the police report.
Okay, according to the Bexley call report of the incident, a family member called the police. See, now we're getting deeper. A family member called the police and said Amy Acton and her husband were fighting. The police log, which offered a quick summary but not actual statement, said Amy Acton had been drinking and throwing things and breaking glass.
No mention of him?
No. There was no evidence of any physical violence between the two and was determined that it was a verbal dispute only, the police report read. The police report said Amy Acton was heading down the stairs when she grabbed the mirror on the wall and pulled it down, breaking the glass. The police report said both had been drinking and Amy Acton had taken some prescription medications. NBC4 asked Bexley police about the all calls to Acton's address in the past 10 years. Police said there had been two, the verbal domestic dispute from 2019 and a report of a suspicious person in 2022, that's during the pandemic years. Acton's team said Acton had one drink at dinner and was not intoxicated at any point during the evening. The police report did not document Acton as debilitated or visually under the influence of any substances. Acton's team said the prescription medications included migraine treatment and the medication she had been prescribed to for 20 years for routine use. The report also said a Columbus Fire medic came and checked Amy Acton over. The report said she was advised to go to the hospital but declined. The report did not specify any reason to recommend a hospital visit. Acton's team also said Acton had bumped into a wall hanging and it fell. Her team said she was in bed by the time the police arrived and that it was a typical verbal dispute between the couples. Records show officers arrived at 9:52 p.m. and left at 10:31 p.m. Acton is likely to face Vivek Ramaswamy. When asked about the incident, a spokesperson for Ramaswamy said the real question to the media should be asking is why did Amy Acton lie by omission to Governor DeWine and Ohioans for the past 7 years? This is the quote. Amy Acton worked around the clock on behalf of Ohioans while serving as health director, said Addie Bullock. For Vivek Ramaswamy's allies to dishonestly attempt to smear her for what amounted to a private verbal disagreement between Amy and her husband reveals the level of deception Ramaswamy is feeling as Ohioans continue to reject him and his cost-raising scams. A spokesperson for Governor Mike DeWine, who worked alongside Acton through all this, again, is very disappointed that she did not tell him about it. Okay, that's that. Then yesterday, the Ramaswamy campaign started to run an ad saying that Dr. Acton shut down the 2021 primary. You following this?
Shut down the primary.
Ramaswamy, an ad says that Dr. Acton shut down the 2021 primary because of COVID voting. Okay, here we go. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine denounced a gubernatorial campaign ad that claims Democratic candidate and former Ohio Health Director Amy Acton was responsible for postponing, the 2020 primary election, not 2021. Okay, this is what Governor DeWine said. In government, this happens all the time. Do you think a member of the president's cabinet would issue this kind of order without his approval, DeWine said. I told her to issue the health order. The decision was mine. The phone call included DeWine, then Lieutenant Governor and now Senator John Husted, LaRose Acton, and both party chairs at the time, Jane Timken for the Ohio Republican Party and David Pepper for the Democrats. Pepper is running as Acton's lieutenant governor candidate. DeWine said all members on the phone call agreed to closing the polls And that would be best because of the fear of COVID. It's not the first time DeWine has contradicted fellow party members. Claims that Acton was to blame for COVID-19 measures. Both DeWine and Husted told NBC4 in recent months that DeWine had final say in all decisions in regard to COVID. There you go. And as Paul Harvey would say, that's the rest of the story. So, what do you make of all that?
Well, I don't know. I would still like to read the police report, but I mean,
Well, I think they've got all out what needed to be in there.
Or
what was
in
there?
Well, I don't know. I think that if he was the main source, or he being, I guess, Mr. Acton, was the source of the problem, then he probably would have been mentioned in the police report a little more heavily.
He fell on the sword.
So, yeah, he certainly did there. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think I don't know this for certain, but I think there's a fair chance that he was just throwing a screen there. But I don't know. On the off chance he's not, I guess. Then good on him for taking it.
See, a family member called. Okay, now.
Like inside the house?
What it says.
Do they have kids?
Yeah, they have kids.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh.
So, I think now we know who called. So, she was heading down the stairs, and she grabbed the mirror on the wall and pulled it down, breaking the glass.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's pretty, that sounds pretty cut and dry to me. I think she pulled the mirror off the wall and broke it.
Why lie about this? Why lie? I don't understand.
It's not exactly the best look.
No, it's not the best look, but why is this woman not saying anything?
Well, what is she going to say? Yeah, I pulled the mirror off the wall and broke it. Yeah, I think that, you know, it might be like a bit irrational behavior.
Right, but you sent your, there's a police report, you know that.
Yes.
You've sent your campaign manager out, you've sent your husband out, where are you? You were there. Say what happened.
Yeah, but I don't know that I'm going to trust her version of what happened. I think that we've maybe been lied to twice now. I feel like I've been lied to twice now. You make your own assumptions, I guess.
And you know what's funny? Last night, I did not put this in the report because the report can't be 15 pages long. But in McCulley's speech last night, he mentioned this ad about Acton shut down the 2020 primary.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that. Sorry, I knew.
He mentioned it, and just as he mentioned it, up on my phone came Governor DeWine denounces this, and I thought, you know, this is what's wrong with politics.
That's nice, isn't it?
So Governor DeWine slapped her and said, listen, you should have told me about this domestic dispute. I am very disappointed in you. Then comes to her rescue again and denounced Ramaswamy's ad.
Politicians need to be more like DeWine.
The only one being honest in all these reports is DeWine.
Yes.
I think he's the only one being honest about everything.
Yeah, I agree. So, I think that they should all take a page out of DeWine's book and just level with us.
I still don't understand where Ramaswamy attacked her child abuse. I don't know what that is.
They say that he did?
Yes, that's what the first statement trying to defend this was all about. And by the way, it's not a private dispute between you and your husband when one of your kids calls the police. No longer private.
Yep.
Sorry.
Police report's public.
You know, don't break mirrors and don't do stuff like that if you want private.
Oh, arguments are all good, yeah. I mean, I'm okay with arguments. People argue all the time, but I don't know that.
Didn't it say something in the police report about she appeared intoxicated or something? Isn't that why they were checking her out?
I know it says that she was on an undisclosed amount of prescription medication and had consumed alcohol.
I don't know. So, does any of this mean anything?
I mean,
I think they're making, they're not helping themselves.
I mean, this is apparently the only police report that you know.
This poor husband did what every husband has to do. Lie for his wife.
That's right.
All my fault.
It's a trap.
I started the argument.
I'm sorry.
Argument. I had too much to drink. It was all me. She was a saint. She was trying to de-escalate everything that night.
That's right.
But she bumped into the... Do you believe one of the kids who could just come down and say, Mom, Dad, stop, is going to call the police? I mean, something had to be going on that night.
I would think something had to be going on. I mean, you don't call the police for no reason.
If you're the kid.
Yes.
You're inside the home.
I mean, I don't think... that's why, you know, I feel as if I'm being lied to. If you believe the stories and that's good for you, you know, you can do it that what you will, but I feel
she's
got to
stop.
Lied to.
She's got to stop and just get out. This story ain't going away. She better get out there. And now this story about her shutting down the election and DeWine helping her really is like a footnote, because she can't get away from this other story because she won't speak on it.
Oh, but yes, again, I forgot to mention that. I think...
Who thought that was a good idea, to send the husband out?
Again, I don't know why they feel the need to attack her on COVID. I think DeWine's pretty good and well already said that all decisions made during COVID were my decisions, and we were just, you know, advised by people, and ultimately I made the choice. So, I mean, anytime you're going to bring up something that happened during COVID, you're probably going to get smacked down by DeWine.
Well...
I mean,
you know they're still friends. She told me that in the interview.
Still talks to them.
So there you go. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on this? Does this, any of it matter in the end? They're making more of a story of it than it would have been had she just come out and said, listen, I had a drink. I was angry with my husband. We had a dispute. It was only one time. Done.
You think those roving CIA wiretaps, they're just allowed to, like, pick and choose who they wiretap?
Who knows? The fact that this continues to go on is really something.
There are some phone conversations that I would have liked to sit in on.
Well, how do you feel about Amy Acton now? You're certainly learning more about her.
Well, I mean, you know, I think she ought to come out and say something. It seems the only news that's you know, making it widespread is the bad news.
Well, then you've got Casey Putch, who was on earlier this week. He got kicked out of a location where he was having a rally this week, a local restaurant, because they felt he made pro-Nazi remarks.
Does it have a quote?
It does. Let's see here.
If you don't want to read it, I can read it silently to myself.
Well, I don't think it was all... It's an interesting quote. Well, this is what he said about getting kicked out of the restaurant. He said, due to extreme harassment from the left and Vivek shills, Casey has decided to relocate his event. Okay, that's fine. Putch received backlash after referring to a campaign event at a brewery as a beer hall rally. Putch also began promoting his German heritage, telling supporters he would buy them a beer if they roll up in their favorite German car when promoting the beer hall rally. The event title was flagged in many... by many in tandem with his last name as the Beer Hall Putsch. And that's a historical event where Adolf Hitler first tried to seize control of Germany. Many claim the promotional event was a dog whistle for Nazism.
Well, I mean...
And Putsch says this is... this is not related to Germany, and it's for low IQ idiots.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know about that one. I mean, you know, that one's a bit rough.
So you think that's pro-Nazi?
I mean, if it's an awfully big coincidence. I mean, come on. He had a beer hall rally. Talked about his German heritage. I mean, like, come on.
See, this is what I say.
And then, yeah. It's even called the beer hall putsch.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong. German's weird pronunciation
but
sometimes.
It was, the event where Adolf Hitler discussed taking over Germany?
Yes. Yes. And he actually got arrested for this one because somebody snitched on him. Which is good on that snitch.
Well, I'll tell you, the restaurant owners where he was going to have the rally were not happy. We unequivocally denounce those who express pro-Nazi opinions and beliefs and will not host individuals who are at odds with our stance. After discovering opinions Casey Putsch, a candidate running for Ohio governor, has made regarding Adolf Hitler, Nazis, and the Holocaust, we will not host him at the event. Well, there you go.
Yep, I think that was a bad move. Bad move. I think the rally at the beer hall in and of itself is fine, but I think you probably should have played it a little better.
That was a bad move.
That was a bad move.
That was a bad move. And the guy, God bless him. I mean, you know, he's already behind in the polls. You know he's behind in the polls. Why do that? Is that the attention you want?
I wouldn't think so.
Now all the people who supported you now have to explain pro-Nazi remarks as they're being labeled.
They'll probably just say they weren't. I mean, that's a pretty easy thing to defend.
I think there was even a video recently of him with a gun, I think, saying he wanted to play cowboys and Indians with Vivek.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either. You know, I think that's not great.
Now, does he really not know what's going on?
I think he knows.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
How's it going?
I'm good. Tell your buddy there that he better never run for office.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's going to find out that he was late for coming to the show.
They will.
Many times.
Listen, as we've went through this morning, they'll use just about anything against you.
No. Or that you pushed that kid out of the swing because you won the swing when you were second grade.
That's true. But, you know, don't we have to say, the Acton story, the Putsch... Well, the Putsch story is a little different. I don't know what he's talking about, those Jewish...
But, you know, you think about it, they're a little sketchy about where they stand, or they wouldn't have to go out there digging dirt.
Well, you know the thing, when I first heard this Amy Acton story, which has now been almost a week ago, it came out last Saturday.
7 years ago, for goodness sakes.
Well, yeah, and I agree, and I think that should have been the answer right away. This is 7 years ago, married couples have disputes, she bumped into a mirror, blah, blah, blah. Now,
that's what my brother says. I said to him, I said, why don't you run for trustee? He says, Lord, I don't want that dig out of the closet about me.
Well, but don't you think that Amy or whoever's running her campaign is not doing her any favors by, you know, her campaign manager coming out and talking about Vivek, talking about her childhood abuse? I can't find out where he did that. Then sending her husband out there to take all the blame, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's just crap. You know, Scott, you think about it. Why don't we go by their standards today? It don't matter what they done. I just think it's crap. They don't have very good feelings about themselves, or they wouldn't have to dig out other. And I think there should just be a ruling about that you can't throw that out. And apparently, whoever is running against her thinks he's on a slippery slope. That's the reason he's dragging out that. It's a shame, but I just wanted to let your buddy there know that he does have two strikes against him because he's late for work a lot.
You got to watch that. And he's luckily we had a 5-minute news report this morning, or he would not have made it.
Oh yeah, well you just don't know. And Scott, you better watch your step too, because you might want to go for a higher office one of these days.
I think I've got the highest office right now. I don't need any higher offices. I don't need to go any higher.
Yeah, somebody's going to come on there and drag out some crap about you, whether it's right or wrong.
Well, over the years, people say what they want, but, you know, you just got to lead a boring life, I guess.
Well, yeah, but you just never know. About, how about that kid whose pencil you stole when you was in the third grade?
Well, there is that. There is that. We might have to go to the, you never know. You never know.
Hey, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
When I was in school, if I found a pencil on the ground, I'd take it. Like, if I was walking around in the hallway and I saw a pencil, I would just keep it.
Well, is this all...
Well, if you lost your pencil in the hallway, it was my pencil.
Is this all buffoonery, I guess? Is this the whole Wesleyan Davis immigration thing, Amy Acton's domestic dispute... Vivek Ramaswamy saying Acton closed down elections in 2020.
Thing that was unreasonable to bring up was Amy Acton closing down elections because, like I said, DeWine's already smacked down anything to do with COVID.
But you think everything else is fair game then?
Yeah, why not? It's unfortunate to see people's backgrounds get drug out, but I mean, I guess that's the game of politics.
Well, I certainly think it will hurt Wesleyan more. I don't know that this Amy Acton story has gigantic long legs. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, not to change the subject or anything, what'd you think of that lady that tried to kill that little girl and the cop shot her?
I don't think I saw this. When was this?
I know I seen it yesterday. I don't know if it was before that or not.
Was it in? Like, where was it?
But this crazy lady, I forget where it was. She hurt this. She had a knife. And she stabbed this kid twice. Luckily, it didn't kill her. She has a nice cut right on her head there, and the police was there, and he ended up shooting her, saved that kid's life. You haven't seen that?
No, I haven't seen that. Definitely not good.
No, but I'm glad the kid survived. And
was this in Ohio?
No, it wasn't in Ohio. I forget what state it was in.
Omaha.
Omaha, so Matt's heard of it, huh?
Yeah, he found it here.
Oh.
Well, what do you make of all these stories this morning, all this political back and forth?
Well, I'm just glad I'm not running for anything.
Don't want your record drug up?
No.
I don't know. Do you think Amy Acton is handling this right?
Probably not, but, and again, how would you handle that? I mean...
Well, I think you've got to get out and say something.
Yeah, she hasn't said nothing herself, or just her press people, right?
Press person, husband, so on and so forth.
Well, it's unfortunate, because I hope she wins. I just heard what you was talking about. That other guy,
Oh yeah, Putsch,
making pro-Nazi remarks or something like that.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have much of a chance though. Anyway, so he's probably in dire straits. What about Wesleyan Davis and her contribution? Apparently, that went out on a flyer for Ben Weber that she is not tough on immigration.
That she's not tough on immigration.
Yeah, that's the claim on Ben Weber's handout.
Oh. Well, if you criticize anything about what the Trump administration is doing with immigration, you know, they make it sound like you're, not tough on immigration, You can be too tough on immigration, too,
Well, she came firing back on this because, apparently she sees this as a negative.
That she's tough on immigration?
That she's not tough on immigration.
Oh. Well, with a lot of people, it will be a negative. I mean, look at Trump, telling the ropes you know, not tough on crime and immigration and stuff like that. I mean, he's got a big feud with the Pope. I don't think that's going to do him any favors.
I mean, even Trump's underwater on immigration at this point, though.
Hey, from one of our listeners out here this morning, it says, that's like using a swastika symbol for your campaign and claiming it really means good fortune. And anyone who thinks it's about Nazis are dum-dums. He's either dog-whistling or completely ignorant of history. And I guess that's to Putch.
Well, that sounds like Trump. His thing, that picture with him acting as God. Well, I meant it to be a doctor, you know.
Well, another one came out a couple of days later of him embracing, Jesus embracing Trump.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, but I don't think he's doing himself any favors, you know, trying to keep this fight with the Pope going on.
No, not good to fight with the Catholics.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We just keep on devolving.
I think picking a fight with the Pope is interesting.
Not a good move. Why do that?
Well, I mean, the Pope is not exactly... I mean, the Pope, I mean, popes are generally anti-war, as you might suspect, and, you know, the things of the sort. But I don't know. I don't think that the Pope should be firing back at Trump. Personally, I think the Pope's got better things to do than fire back at Trump.
Why do people ask him?
I mean, come on, you're the Pope, guy. I mean, come on. But anyway, no, it makes sense for Trump to go after the Pope. It does not make any sense in my mind for the Pope to attack anybody. He can be against the war and, you know, against the treatment of the immigrants and so on and so forth. But to get into, like, spats with Trump as a whole, that, I don't know. It doesn't sit right with me.
Well, if the Pope has asked a question, he shouldn't respond.
I think the Pope should.
I don't think the Pope has released any statements in regard to Trump.
I mean, if he's asked a question, I mean, I don't know. He could just pull something but like St. Peter makes the judgments, you know, that kind of thing.
Let's see here, another listener. He made his comments on the Pope plane while flying around Africa.
What?
The Pope plane. The plane the Pope flies around on.
That's a thing?
Well, yeah, the Pope has a plane.
Oh, okay, man, I can get behind being the Pope.
Well, they've got some money.
Well, but the Catholic Church does have some money.
Yeah, but whatever. If somebody asks you a question and you're the Pope, it behooves you, I think, to respond.
I mean, I don't know. I think I would say something along the lines of, I will leave all judgments to St. Peter or something like that. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know that I'd go taking shots at Trump. That's just me, though. I mean, I generally agree with what the Pope says, but I mean, I don't think the Pope should be the one saying it.
Well, I think the Pope doesn't want his message to be lost. I don't think it's so much about firing back on Trump. I think it's more about, you know, you're saying these things about my message. I want my message to get through, so I'm going to keep repeating my message.
Well, I think you could do just as much by saying it the one time.
I don't think the Pope fired on it. I think all the Pope said is that he didn't fear attack by Donald Trump.
Well, I think it'd be like actual bombs or like verbal attack.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know why you would fear a verbal attack from Donald Trump. I mean, like, I don't know what's the cry about it. But I think Trump would be pretty dumb to bomb the Vatican. I think that we'd probably get bombed 7 ways to Sunday at that point.
So do you just not answer then? I mean, we just went through a whole list of political sabotagery.
I feel like the Pope should be the kind of person who goes high. You know?
But everybody else should not. Everybody should go low?
Well, I mean, the Pope is an example for people, is he not? That's supposed to be the whole thing.
President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz fight is over and calls it a great victory for following Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Woe to those who manipulate religion and the very name of God in their own military, economic, and political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth, Leo said during his four-country tour to Africa. It's a world turned upside down, an exploitation of God's creation, and must be denounced and rejected by every honest conscience. Well, I think that's a heavy statement from the Pope. And J.D. Vance is Catholic.
Allegedly.
Well.
Allegedly. He says.
But see, the Pope did not say anything. See, that's tough, because if he was like, Donald Trump's a jerk, or Donald Trump, then I could say, yes, the Pope's above that. But I think the Pope believes what he's saying there. Woe to those.
Oh, yeah. Who you,
so what's wrong with that?
I'm sure he could have gone about it a better way, like using scripture or something. You know, actually, like, I don't know, like...
Well, I think that's what he's doing.
I don't think that's scripture. I mean, he's
pretty
just,
close to it.
He just said, you know, he literally said, woe to those who misuse religion, basically.
I believe that's the Sermon on the Mount, I think. Some of it.
I don't know.
Well, somebody can check that out.
I don't have that thing memorized.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll come back. Check your books, check your Bibles, and we'll see where we are when we come back. 0956, email info@marionohselfstorage.com, web address.